Our show is supported by Be My Guest with Ina Garten, Ina's official podcast from Food Network, back for its fourth season. On every episode, Ina invites a different friend to her home in the Hamptons to talk about life, love, and career, all while cooking up an amazing meal. Join Ina as she crafts a classic cocktail with journalist Frank Bruni and discusses the ins and outs of Yorkshire pudding with actress Emily Mortimer. If you're looking for great conversations about and over good food, tune in to Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.
Jane, Michael, I have missed you guys. Welcome back.
Hey,
Thank you. We missed you too, although we missed you some of the time, the rest of the time we were eating, so we didn't miss you that much.
You should miss me when you're eating. Okay. I want to be with you when you're eating.
we're too busy.
All right. Pertinent to our subject, what have you been eating?
We've been eating soup. We've been thinking about soup anyway. And one of the things that occurred to us is that as much as any other food, soup has such regional characteristics. And I'm not talking about the obvious things like New England-style clam chowder versus Manhattan-style clam chowder or Virginia
versus Rhode Island
versus style. Rhode Island style versus Pacific Northwest style. I mean, there are certain soups that really sing of where they're from. One of the most obvious examples is Virginia peanut soup. You won't find peanut soup anywhere other than in Virginia.
And also, well, I don't know if this is really, it's not a soup, but I would classify gumbo.
Oh, well.
Maybe, I don't know, Lynn, do you think of gumbo as a soup?
I think of gumbo as a soup, but I realize it's more of a stew. But I think you could take it any way you want it.
Okay, well, let's put it as a regional soup. And I mean, obviously, gumbo is not from Montana. You know, so right. This is a terrific regional soup.
And it has so many forms.
Exactly. I'm thinking, you know, there's sausage gumbo, there's chicken gumbo. There's one of the great gumbos anywhere is out at Rocky and Carlo's in Chalmette, which is east of New Orleans. It's a seafood gumbo with shrimp and crawfish, a meal's worth of shrimp and crawfish, plus, of course, okra, rice, and spice galore.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, is right. Another one, I just have to say, in Lafayette, the Cajun capital of Louisiana, at Préjean's, it's a pheasant and andouille sausage.
Wow.
That is so delicious. I mean, it's like when I taste this, I think nothing can taste this good, nothing else.
What about some of the unexpected things?
Well, pot liquor. What do you think of that?
That's interesting because that's what you would be cooking your greens in, or you'd be, if I remember, boiling a ham in.
Exactly.
Right?
But then it's served alongside for dipping your cornbread in.
Ah, well, so and generally, technically it's a soup.
It's a soup. I mean, you get the pot liquor, and usually you get a bunch of greens in the pot liquor. At the little tea shop in Memphis, Tennessee, which happens to be the oldest restaurant in Memphis, they serve a pot liquor with, it's really interesting because, you know, the greens are kind of bitter in the best possible way. And on top of that is a thick slice of tomato, which by comparison tastes unbelievably sweet and fruity. And on top of the tomato is a slice of like crisp raw onion, and the combination of those with corn dodgers on the side is just this kind of spectacle of different flavors that all go together so well.
And if I can mention a word that the Stearns never mentioned, which is trendy, I would have to say that, like kale, that anything like dandelion, turnip, collard, mustard greens, those are going to be the thing for the next year or two. And so pot liquor will have a revival.
This is, you know, I think you're onto something.
Totally.
Anything in the Midwest or the West?
Well, how about artichoke soup out in artichoke country in California? I think we may have spoken about this wonderful restaurant in Pescadero, California, called Duarte's. It's been around for over 100 years. It used to be a stagecoach stop. And in the backyard of Duarte's, they have a huge artichoke garden where you see the most spectacular, huge globe artichokes. And one of the specialties of the house, they make all kinds of things with artichokes, but is artichoke soup, which is just, it's a very simple soup. It's artichokes that are, you know, the leaves are pulverized with chicken broth and plenty of garlic, cream and butter. The combination is it's very rich and luxurious and smooth with a jade green color that makes it seem so healthy.
There you have it. Also, tortilla soup in the Southwest. She crab soup in Charleston.
It goes on and on and on.
Kale soup. You know, if you ever go to Rhode Island or southern Massachusetts, kale soup is everywhere. It's kind of a Portuguese thing.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Great stuff.
Fabulous. Hey, thank you, guys.
Okay,
bye, sweetie.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.